With SRN News, I'm John Scott. On the battlefront, Russia's assault on Ukraine continues with glide bombs.
Russian glide bombs and artillery have struck a city in southern Ukraine, killing one person and wounding five others as Moscow forces continue daily attacks across the country. The city of Kherson was struck with glide bombs on Wednesday morning. And when rescue teams arrived at the scene, Russian forces launched an artillery barrage, says the region's head Alexander Prokudin, adding the attack damaged a sports facility, supermarket and residential buildings. The strike on Kherson follows other deadly attacks in recent days. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Also at SRNnews.com, U.S. District Judge James Boasberg says he's found probable cause to hold the Trump administration in criminal contempt of court for violating his orders to turn around planes carrying deportees to El Salvador. The Trump administration arguing the judge did not include the turnaround directive in his written order and said the planes had already left the U.S. by the time the order came down. In a Salem Radio Network interview, Heritage Foundation fellow Stephen Moore says it's important to examine entitlement programs to find fraud and government waste and put an end to it.
The reason that DOGE is so important is exposing to all Americans what we knew to be true, which was the massive amounts of waste and even criminal theft money from the federal treasury by fraudsters and others who figured out how to hack the systems.
Moore said he was also concerned about Republicans discussing an increase in the corporate tax rate, which was reduced to 21% in Trump's 2017 tax cut bill, and considering a tax on millionaires. Kansas health officials confirming five new cases of measles. U.S. measles cases now are well over 700. This is SRN News. A new poll asks parents about faith in their kids.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that 42% of moms and dads with children under the age of 18 pray or read the Bible with them on a regular basis. 34% of parents say they send their youngsters to Sunday school or some other kind of religious education program. And 17% of American moms and dads have placed their kids in Christian schools or are homeschooling them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new study found that fewer women crossed state lines for abortions in 2024 than the previous year. One reason is likely the increasing use of abortion pills. The Guttmacher Institute has found that the number of abortions in states where they're legal increased by less than 1% last year, and the number of women crossing state lines to get them dropped by about 9%. This is SRN News. The 46th president, who has been pretty much out of sight since he left the White House, has returned to the podium, criticizing his successor. George Williams reports.
Not surprisingly, former President Joe Biden pines for the good old days.
This new administration has made so much, done so much damage and so much destruction.
On a day designated by Democrats as Social Security Day of Action, Mr. Biden mischaracterized the Trump administration's exposure of fraud within the program.
They've taken a hatchet to the Social Security Administration.
Prior to the speech, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt disputed Democrat attacks.
President Trump is absolutely certain about protecting Social Security benefits for law-abiding, tax-paying American citizens and seniors who have paid into this program.
George Williams, Washington.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.